Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Terrible accident to tell you about. A pickup truck crashed through a wall overnight in Fort Worth, plunged right into the Trinity River. Two people were killed. KRLD's Alan Skaya has more.
Fort Worth Fire says the truck crashed headed north on University about 2:30 this morning. The department's Mike Drivdahl says someone saw the pickup drive onto the median. He says the pickup crashed through a cement barrier and plunged about 100 feet into the Trinity.
This was not a typical car accident, very complex.
Drivdahl says dive teams responded and found the truck, but it was too dark to see if anybody was inside. A wrecker had to pull the pickup out of the water. That's when crews found two people dead inside.
It's very sad that that's the news that somebody's going to wake up to this morning. Our hearts and prayers go out to them.
MedStar says the bystander who saw the truck crash jumped into the river to try to help. He had to be treated for hypothermia here at the scene. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's 8:04. A Dallas County Sheriff's deputy is facing charges of official oppression and assault for the abuse of an inmate. KRLD's LP Phillips says the deputy has already bonded out of jail.
The sheriff's office says Deputy Austin Palmer was booked into the jail and is already bonded out. The incident happened a few weeks ago.
We received a complaint during the last week of December about a deputy mistreating someone during a prisoner's transfer. And so I looked into it, and then our criminal investigations department looked into it.
And Jasmine Carter of the sheriff's office says Palmer was arrested. She says whatever happened was recorded. She wouldn't say what happened, but she said Sheriff Marion Brown probably will later this morning. Palmer has been with the sheriff's office since 2007, starting as a jailer and working his way up to deputy 3 years ago. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
An undercover Arlington police officer has busted a former CPS worker who police say was sending explicit photographs to a person that he believed was a teenage boy.
Rodney Carroll was arrested on a charge of soliciting a minor for sex. Michael Chitty with police says Carroll thought he was talking to a 15-year-old boy, but in fact was speaking with an undercover agent.
The suspect continued the interaction with that and eventually sent a nude photograph of himself to the detective, who he believed was a 15-year-old male.
Carroll had been fired from his job by CPS in November, a month after he'd started that chat. The reason for the dismissal is not known. Carroll's been released from jail after posting a $5,000 bond. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Already arrested in one city for improperly videotaping girls, a school bus driver is now accused of groping a girl in another city.
Michael Smith is charged with invasive visual recording of girls on his bus in the Rockwall district. Now, Wiley mom Joanne Goodman relates how her daughter says Smith touched her on the backside. She got bus video and showed it to investigators.
I had them rewind it three times to go all the way to the lowest speed that they could do. And that's when you could actually see him go down like this.
Goodman tells NBC5 she was told there was not enough evidence to arrest Smith in Wiley. Months later, he was driving bus for the Rockwall district, where administrators insist he passed the background checks. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An American Airlines flight from L.A. to Chicago forced to divert when witnesses say one of the passengers on that plane got unruly.
Dog, get off my ass!
Witnesses say the passenger hit the flight attendant. He took his pants off, kicked some of the seats, and then wouldn't stop screaming. The pilot made an emergency. I remember my first beer. The pilot made an emergency landing in New Mexico, and the man was arrested. Cell phone video shows him being dragged off the plane, yelling, smiling, and spitting at passengers on the way.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.